This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Pride Cup began as a powerful gesture of mateship in a local footy club in country Victoria and has grown into a national movement for change that transcends the sport and has even influenced inclusion in the AFL. Last weekend, there were Pride Cups in both Hamilton and Shepparton, and this weekend we have a Pride Cup in Mordialloc, which begs the question, are we in danger of Pride Cup fatigue? Dean Arcuri heads to Shepparton to find out.
There can be backlash, and there's possibly going to be backlash. I see you've got the all-inclusive toilet signs. Someone, you know, I don't think Eddie had stadium. I don't think this is going to be in the front. So like, relax, Mayor. I don't think you're going to be in the front page of Herald Sun for doing that. But it does make everybody feel really included. And it's the small things that you can do that make an absolute huge difference in this space. Because it does take a little bit of courage to step up and be the teams to host a Pride game, and it still does. I know we live in 2018 and everybody thinks that the world, you know, is an inclusive place, but we know that it's not.
Are you worried that a year from now we might have Pride match fatigue?
No, not at all, not at all. I mean, I might, because I have to go to them all, but I think every community deserves to experience this.
That was Jason Ball and Victoria's Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, Rowena Allen, at the Shepparton Pride Cup on the weekend, where a women's and men's football team and a women's netball team battled it out for three Pride Cups and highlighted the importance of inclusion and acceptance of LGBTI people in sport in regional spaces. That wasn't the only Pride Cup to happen last weekend, or even in the past month, with a Pride football match in Hamilton on the same day, and also previously in Sandringham, Frankston and Gippsland in Victoria. And that's just playing football and netball. Coming up, we've got an ice hockey Pride match and even a roller derby Pride match here in Victoria. So it begs the question, are we in danger of Pride Cup fatigue? Here's what Jason Ball, founder of the Pride Cup, had to say when I asked him.
Maybe it's not going to be possible for us to get around and be at every one, but every single community out there can benefit from the power of having a football club show leadership on LGBTI inclusion.
One of the fantastic things about having the Pride Cup go around to so many regional spaces is the narrative really changes from what about that young kid who might not know what his sexuality is that's watching on the field to the reality that everyone gets an opportunity to come and stand together in their local community and show a little bit of pride.
Absolutely. The most powerful thing is about giving allies a platform to be visible in their support of LGBTI people. It's taking the focus off gay players and it's putting it on the rest of the community to show leadership. And the Pride Cups, like, absolutely is the epitome of community in terms of the way in which it brings people together. So here today in Shepparton, we've got local government, we've got the football clubs from both teams, we've got the Football League, we've got local councillors, we've got our local LGBTI community and GV Pride. These are people who don't always talk to each other, but here they've come together and they're working together to organise this event. It's bringing together disparate communities to achieve amazing things.
And I have to admit that Jason is 100% right. In the past 5 years, I can't tell you how many Pride games I've attended or been a part of that have helped to make things more inclusive for LGBTI people in sport. And when it was announced that the Pride Cup was going national, I'll admit, a part of me was wondering, are you guys crazy? Are we going to end up having Pride matches every single weekend? I mean, won't we water down the message? But going to Shepparton's Pride Cup on the weekend, it reminded me of one very important fact. It's not about me. It's not for me. It's for the communities that want to find a way to show their support their way. It's for the LGBTI people that are part of that community that get to stand a little taller and feel included. And it's for the allies who want to do their bit to show their support. And finally, they have a way they can do that as a part of their own community without having it seem tokenistic. While we can acknowledge that last year was particularly hard on LGBTI Australians, we have to remember that our allies saw what we went through as well. We can sometimes forget that and also forget that they want to do something more. And thanks to the Pride Cups in regional spaces, they have the ability to do something more within their own community. A sentiment that the Mayor of Greater Shepparton, Kim O'Keefe, shared.
Today, to me, is a wonderful day of being united and also showing the support in the sporting arena. That's such a landmark and it's such a platform to actually get the message out. Because as we know, sporting affects all walks of life, all types of sporting sports that are out there. And I think the more people that we give these type of events awareness of, it's going to create more of these type of events. And that's very exciting on my behalf.
Look, as a gay person who lives in the city, I admit that I can often forget what it's like for people in our communities in regional spaces. And at the Shepparton Pride Cup, I was constantly reminded that the rainbow on the footy field, the inclusive toilets, the language, all of this was for their own community, as Rowena Allen reminded us. This community had worked hard to create a more inclusive environment for every single person.
My story in Shepparton goes back over 25 years ago. I came up here for 12 months, I stayed for 20 years, but came up as the youth worker for the City of Greater Shepparton. And that was a long time ago now. What was the community development work of Shepparton? And I, as youth workers sit at the day, we got focused on Wind Television. And the day after, my house was graffitied, my front fence was graffitied, and I had lemons thrown on the roof of my house. And over the period of time in Shepparton, I was physically assaulted. And just all because I set up an LGBTI, well, in fact, it was just a gay and lesbian then. We weren't doing the BT and I, or the bit on the end. And it was the very first rural support group for gay and lesbian young people. Now, Shepparton should be really proud of that, I reckon, because you were the first, and then it turned into a statewide network, and now we have a national network of support groups for LGBTI young people, and it all happened out of Shepparton. The other thing that happened in Shepparton just recently was, I don't know if you knew, but you hosted the statewide gathering of Aboriginal LGBTI and people retreat with your elders here in Shepparton at Park Lake and over the co-op and the keeping place and everything. So, there's a lot of things that have come out of Shepparton, I think, in the LGBTI space that other communities look at. And I'm in Melbourne now most of the time. And people say, when we do rural and regional roadshows, they go, well, how did Shepparton do it, And it kind of likes to party on the Pride Game stuff, gang, but better than late than never. But we know that sport is such a, incredible protective factor for particularly young people in rural and regional. So if you're not involved in a church or a group or a sports club, you know that you can be on the outer anyway. And we also know that 70 to 80% of LGBTI people have been discriminated in sport, or at sport, or attending sport as a patron or as a participant. And we know that sport's really important. I mean, I was told at a really young age that I couldn't play cricket anymore with the boys. And I think as a protest, I never played sport or any competition sport ever again. And I know my health suffered as a result of that. So we want to make sure that young LGBTI people are playing sport, being healthy, feeling included, and being part of it. And it's about how do we include everyone without excluding anyone? And I think that's the real name of this. It's great to come home and do this. I can't tell you, if you'd said to the, 20, I think I might have been 19 and a half, 20-year-old youth worker who arrived in Shepparton, who was discriminated as a young baby dyke, I was then completely clueless. One day you'll come back to Shepparton as the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality to host a Pride Game, I would have said you're insane. So well done, Shepparton, you've come such a long way. Congratulations.
Damien Stevens, the Secretary of Goulburn Valley Pride Incorporated and Shepparton Pride Cup organiser, shared how truly proud he was on the day, seeing his community come together on so many levels and putting the work in and off the field in the lead up to the day to make sure they were creating a safe and inviting space for all.
For me personally, walking onto the ground today, seeing all of the supporters, seeing all the rainbows, the visibility, showcasing diversity and inclusion and pride gave me goosebumps, and so it's a wonderful feeling to have. But many organisations and community individuals, including LGBTI people, have been around the table at the meetings that we've had to put on the event today. That's what good community development and what good community engagement is all about. Including the signs on the walls around the toilets that were referred to earlier. Even our own trans community were a part of telling us what wording they wanted on those signs, the imagery, and making sure that this space was inclusive.
So the next time someone asks me if I'm worried about Pride Cup fatigue, I'll happily say hell no and encourage them to go and visit a community celebrating Pride through sport, because you'll get a whole new perspective of what Pride really means.
Just know that you're now part of a network of Pride games all over Victoria and Australia.
I remember going to the very first Pride Cup in Yarra Glen, and I can't wait to see the difference that the Pride Cups will make in 5 years. Hell, I can't wait to see the difference they'll make in just one.
That was Dean Arcuri at the Shepparton Pride Cup.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.